This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Millennials on Twitter recently put a poll together of the things that boomers love saying.
All right.
Boomers being boomers retaliated. Boomers on Twitter have responded to the younger generation by sharing the things that millennials love to say, which does bring us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things boomers say millennials love saying. The thing millennials love saying more than anything else is that they're a millennial. Like it's a badge of honor. Like they earned it. Like they had to fight so hard. You were smothered by your helicopter Gen X parents, and now you feel entitled. Guess what? You're not. Shut up.
BD seems a little pressed.
He always seems a little pressed, but I think it's based on his diet. If all you do is drink algae, I mean, eventually...
you just turn into one.
You have a bad attitude.
You just eat grumpy
potatoes
all day.
He is the swamp thing.
Yeah.
If you are what you eat, he is the swamp thing.
He's just wet spinach. So boomers being overachievers, they didn't give us 10, they gave us 14. So some of the honorable mentions of the things that millennials love to say. Number 14 is saying, "I'm sorry, but..." followed by something completely normal. They'll say something like, "I'm sorry, but why is this pizza so freaking delicious?"
Ah, okay, oh. I gotcha.
Huh.
Yeah. I've seen it, and it's, what's with the "I'm sorry"? Why are you asking why is it so, it's delicious because of the ingredients in it. You could say, "Dang. Because
your mouth loves it.
This pizza's freaking delicious."
It seems like people are already fired up this list.
I'm already fired up on this list.
Mike's pissed.
I'm not happy with my generation. Number 13, we've talked about it in here. It's when you do things that grown-ups do, adulting.
Well, if you're 12, I would give you a pass. If you're an adult and you do it, it's like, it's not a... No.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
We're 30, gang. We don't get to be excited that we're doing adult stuff anymore.
Well, no, it's not that. Just don't give it a term. Like, I felt good when I washed my bed sheets.
Right.
Because, you know, goddamn well you should have done... So I do feel good about that. I have achieved this thing that I should be responsible enough to do, but I don't believe that I was adulting. I stopped being lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. It's also, I think the other thing that really sucks for millennials or anybody below that generation is just it used to take a while for stuff to catch on, but with social media.
Right.
And then everybody starts using those terms.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ted's absolutely right, man. So
it's just annoying.
It burns through its cycle a lot faster than it did in the generations prior. I see what you're
saying.
Well,
and then also you have people that aren't part of these groups or culture that use the terms completely different. It's like, stop.
Right.
Like, you can't make fun of, you know, people for or certain groups and then steal their terms. Like, it drives me up a wall.
Exactly. Number 12 saying, "And go," when they ask for recommendations on anything.
I've never heard that.
Oh, God. No, that's just rude. I've never heard that.
Huh. That sounds kind of fun.
Sounds like you're in a business
meeting.
If we're talking
to each other, yeah, but if I'm at a restaurant.
I don't know. I could picture myself.
We're
going out tonight.
Right.
Chicken wings. Best chicken wings in Seattle. Miles, and go.
Burnett's.
No problem.
See?
Renton.
Don't even think about it. Just say, go.
All right. Thrill. Go. And go.
I'm thinking these L's. I'm sorry. I know they don't do wings, bro, but you said chicken.
Yeah, they do wings.
Marco Polo.
Wings? Oh, yeah.
Sons of bitches.
I mean, they do a full wing.
Right. I would also say shout out to Sharp's Roast House.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, number 10, or not, rather number 11, I'm guilty of this one. Oof. Oof.
I haven't heard that one.
It's your basic response to something that you really have nothing to say to. Right. Somebody's going through it. Oof. You know, I got into a car accident. Oof.
Yeah, okay. You know? I mean, come on. Because I can let that go. My dog says it as well.
I just never know what you want me to say. Like, I do want to be supportive, but...
I found to say, sucks to be you.
Right. Oh. Sucks to be you. Things that millennials love saying, according to boomers, at number 10, mood.
Mood?
Yeah. It's when you will just point at whatever you like or dislike and basically embody it as a feeling. So you'll see a woman walking down the street and she's just feeling good about herself. Mood.
I have not heard that.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Or if I have.
This whole thing is a mood.
Yeah. Oh. Like this chicken wing is a mood.
Right.
That makes me giggle.
And they will do that.
I want to hear that. Yeah.
They do say that stuff a lot.
Trader Joe's is a mood.
Yeah.
Like, are they? Are they a mood?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they?
I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would call something like that a mood. Hmm. Anywho. Number 9, saying right every 10 words when explaining something.
Definitely hear that a lot.
For me, it was K.
I'm super guilty of that.
I remember I took a public speaking class when I got back into college, and I gave a speech up there that I rocked it. I did a great job. I researched everything. I was prepared. I gave up to the time. I was full of information, and I sat down along with my friends in the class and said, "You did a good job, K." And I look back in the video, and I swear to you, every fifth word, K.
K. Okay.
It was the period.
I don't mind right. Because it just replaced something else that a different generation said. What you're doing, I'm acknowledging that I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. So far, everything you're saying, I'm agreeing. I'm letting you know that I'm listening to what you're saying.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
And I have had this conversation over and over and over again that, yes, you need to make some sort of affirmation that I have heard, comprehend, right, and am engaged with
so
what you're
every
saying.
Every generation has a way of giving affirmation that they're listening. I mean, if you want to mix it up, instead of saying right, either say left.
Yeah, right.
Right. See if they're listening.
I often say it, too, just in agreement with somebody.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I don't
Cowboys
know.
Cowboys need to get rid of Dak Prescott, right?
Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. 100%.
100%. That's another one that I say a lot.
But also, I've gone in the opposite direction. Like, okay, so we, in this language, we're kind of, you know, razzing people for having that comfort word, that crutch word, if you will. So I stopped saying it altogether. And then when I didn't affirm that I understood what people were saying, I just kind of nodded and kept on going. They'd continue explaining.
Exactly.
Correct. No. That's I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the word. As long as people know that you're paying attention, let them move on.
Exactly. You don't need to make fun of me because you need me to keep your conversation going. There you go. At number 8. Okay, you know what? Listen, I'm going to keep this one going. But at number 8, you must be fun at parties. That still, to me, is a great insult.
That's a great insult.
That's a great one.
It is. Because it's the passive-aggressive way of saying you're a...
Right.
You're an effing downer.
No wonder no one wants to hang out with you.
Trust me. I wanted to use that one here very recently. You must be fun at parties. These are the things that millennials love saying, according to boomers, at number 7, booty. I just like
booty.
I like the word booty.
I like the word booty.
Yeah. Is that when you're saying that something's bad, you know, because we watched the Barstool page.
Yeah, yeah. Something's bad.
It's booty cheeks.
Yeah. It's definitely booty. And it's not a good.
No, it is not.
Now, my kid says that. It cracks me up. Booty. He'll get mad at a game, right? He plays his video games and just, oh, and I can tell he's frustrated. He'll explain half of what went down. I don't know. I don't play it. He's just like, man, it's booty. And it always makes me smile. I think it's great.
Booty, yeah. Booty, 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 booty.
Number 6. Right?
I mean, let's be honest.
Show me the booty.
Yes. Some stuff is booty. No it cap. What is it? No cap?
No cap.
What does no cap mean?
I don't
well,
know
if cap
why.
Is lying.
Right.
So oh, you no say lying. No cap, I'm not lying.
I don't know why the cap became lying, but it did. I called it the cap, Ted, because it's an object to me. I'm picturing a hat.
Ted just dropped down dying of laughter.
I first came into realization of cap when I was scrolling through TikTok and everybody's like, oh man, this video is, and then they put a hat out there for cap. So I just called it the cap. Now, I will say something is cap, and I understand. I know how to say it phonetically correctly, Ted.
You're not helping your argument.
I know I'm not. I'm old. Number 6.
Well, not just that.
Cap. I know.
I don't understand the cap. Where did this the cap come from?
I'm woke. How do I not get this? Number six, seeing how people win things. Like, oh, you won the internet.
I feel like that one's fallen off, which I'm happy
Thank
about.
Thank God.
It doesn't bother me, because I get what they're saying. I'm like, all right, man.
I do. It's just
there was a while where it was everywhere and every day.
I believe it.
And I also feel like there's a lot of life, a lot of things are just kind of, the gray world. Everything's like on the internet. It's like, you won the internet. Like, maybe it's a good comment. It doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the big issue here.
Yeah.
That's really the big issue here. Number five, wait before every random revelation. I blame Neil Patrick Harris and How I Met Your Mother. Because he had a great deal. His whole thing was that everything was legendary.
Right.
Everything's going to be legendary. This is going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Yeah. You're right.
And I laughed every time.
That's a very good call, Mike.
Number four. I was today years old when I learned X. It's usually something silly like I was today years old when I realized that when someone says, hold your horses, they're telling me to be stable.
I was yesterday days old when I found out paprika is just dried up red peppers.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. It's an admission of I should have known this before.
Correct.
It is.
That's all.
I should have known that I didn't know.
But right. It goes back to the same adulting headspace. I was today years old. I learned this today.
Sure.
Grow the F up.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm just...
Look, I'm with you. But, sometimes when Mike gets some anger, I just let him have it. He's pissed. He hates this list.
Fire it up. Done with it.
Get it, Mike.
Number three, cuteness overload.
That's just a disgusting
Because it
term.
Comes out just like that, Ted.
I know.
I'm a boomer at heart.
You are. Damn it.
Number two, so I did a thing.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Cutesy stuff.
Normally not guys. No.
Don't be so sure, Miles.
Okay.
Do not be so sure. But this is the number one thing that millennials love saying, as according to boomers, which I don't mind.
Okay, boomer.
Ditto.
Sure. Come on, man. That's not new to millennials. That's been around since dittos were invented.
Right.
You said copy, then it became ditto.
Interesting.
Hell, it was in the movie Ghost, for Christ's sake, that came out in 19, whatever the hell it was.
It's a Pokemon,
you
know, for heaven's sake.
I love you. Ditto.
I'm a copy guy.
Yeah, copy.
Yes, you are.
Just
Roger, copy. Shoot, sometimes I just go full on NATO with Ted.
Right, just phonetic alphabet.
I'm en route. I think we had that conversation 2 weeks ago. En route, copy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.